at home, at school, and in the neighborhood. WHYY is asking children, parents, and experts what kids need to be healthy, and we're sending out reporters to cover modern kids better. By the time they reach the age of 10, about 10% of kids suffer recurring headaches. Some are tension headaches, but some are migraines. Pediatricians say those are even more severe and more common than you think. For WHYY, Angela Gervasi reports.
When Lexi DiMarino found out her dad was planning to hike the Grand Canyon from rim to rim to rim, she was skeptical.
Yeah, I told him not to because I thought he was going to get hurt. I said, Dad, that's not a very good idea. You never.
But her father wasn't doing it for himself. Keith DiMarino was hiking 48 miles for Lexi. He was raising money and awareness for pediatric migraines.
It was kind of neat to see lots of people donating even $5 or $10, which is really neat. Not about necessarily the money, but more the people, you know, participating and just.
Unlike her dad, Lexi has not yet hiked an entire canyon, but she knows a lot about staying strong. Lexi, a 13-year-old living in Wayne, has been getting chronic migraines since she was only 6 years old.
It varies in severity, so sometimes it'll be really bad where, like, I can't move and I'll have to be in a dark room, and other times it's, like, tolerable.
When these episodes happen, Lexi pushes herself. She goes to the gym, she shows up for class, she plays sports, even if her head is pounding. But sometimes her migraine headaches are debilitating. Last year, when Lexi was 12, she got a migraine that swelled and festered for 110 days.
I would just wake up and be like, it's okay, maybe tomorrow, and then maybe the next day.
That's almost four consecutive months of migraine.
I eventually figured it would end at some point, I just didn't know when. That was the big question.
During that time, Lexi and her family did everything they could. She avoided bright lights, she was hospitalized twice, she spent days just laying in the dark. Finally, it began to fizzle out.
I think it was when I woke up, and I just ran into my parents' room. I was like, Mom, I don't have a headache today, and I was so excited.
According to Lexi's doctor, Donna Stevenson, a migraine that long-lasting is very uncommon. But migraine in kids? More common than you think.
Well, I think there is this propagated myth that children don't have migraine. And so providing education for teachers, for school nurses, for families is crucial so that they understand what a particular child or a family is going through.
Stevenson has practiced pediatric neurology at CHOP for the past 20 years. According to her, by the time kids are 10 years old, about 10% suffer from recurrent headaches. That could be a tension headache or a migraine, which is far more severe.
So in children, migraine headaches are headaches that might be hard for the child to describe, but will lead to a stop of their activity. They will usually go to the couch or go lie down somewhere quiet. They won't want to watch television.
The causes can vary, but there are some really common factors for pediatric migraines. Lack of sleep, skipped meals, especially breakfast, and dehydration can trigger those bouts of pain in kids. Another possible trigger, screen time.
So we usually see a lot of frowny faces. Oh, I don't do that. I'm not that bad.
Susan Finn, a nurse practitioner at St. Christopher's, makes it a point to tell patients to stay away from screens, especially when you're trying to fall asleep. Food can be another factor. When Lexi feels a migraine coming on, she stays away from bananas, oranges, Doritos.
What was the food you missed the most?
Chocolate. It was definitely chocolate.
It can be really difficult to describe the pain to people who have never had a migraine.
If someone broke an arm, they would see the cast and they'd be like, oh, you broke your arm, that's that. But it's harder because they can't necessarily see what I'm going through, and it just looks like I'm normal when I'm really not.
So CHOP offers behavioral therapy for kids who are battling migraine. And throughout the year, the hospital organizes migraine camps so that kids and parents can learn more about migraines while doing activities like yoga.
I think kids are probably tougher than most adults that I know. If you can give them the positive mental attitude and the tools to get better, they are sometimes better able to utilize those than adults.
And after 7 years of powering through migraine headaches, here's Lexi's advice.
Just to stay positive, and that eventually it will go away and you will feel better and you'll be normal. You'll get there. Like, someday you'll be good. You'll be perfect.
For WHYY News, Angela Gervasi.